Welcome, listeners, to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, a podcast that turns your academic challenges into triumphs. I'm your host, Dr. J, coming to you from Writers ER, where we're all about supporting you through your doctoral journey. Today, we're delving into a topic that hits close to home for so many of us in the academic world: burnout battles, managing stress in the world of research. Whether you're deep into your dissertation or just starting out, the road of a PhD learner is often paved with unexpected hurdles and high stress levels. We're here to navigate this together. The reality is, research isn't just about groundbreaking discoveries. It's also about handling the pressure cooker it often becomes. So grab your coffee, find a comfy spot, and let's tackle this together, shall we? Today, we're tackling a crucial topic: understanding burnout in academic research. Imagine you're on a journey, excited and full of energy. But as you move forward, your steps become heavier and your enthusiasm starts to fade. That's burnout. It's not just being tired, it's a deep sense of exhaustion that seeps into every aspect of your work. Think about your research as a long-distance race. You start with a burst of energy, eager to explore, discover, and innovate. But as time goes on, the excitement wanes. The endless hours in the lab or poring over articles start feeling less like a pursuit of knowledge and more like a draining routine. This is the essence of academic burnout. It's when the spark of curiosity and passion gets lost in the grind. Let's put a real face to this scenario. Picture Emma, a fellow researcher I knew during my PhD. Emma was the definition of dedication, always buzzing with ideas, always the first to volunteer for extra work. But slowly, the stress started to show. Her usual enthusiasm dulled, replaced by a sense of overwhelming fatigue. Emma's story isn't unique. It's a tale too familiar for many of us in academia. But how do you know if you're experiencing burnout? It's not always easy to spot, but there are signs. Feeling constantly tired, no matter how much rest you get, is a big one. Maybe you've started to feel detached from your research, that initial love turning into a sort of indifference. Perhaps you're getting irritated easily, snapping at colleagues or students over small things. And of course, there's that feeling of hitting a wall when your productivity and creativity seem to just dry up. It's crucial to recognize these signs early. In research, we're trained to observe and analyze. Let's apply that to ourselves as well. Noticing these symptoms of burnout isn't just about self-awareness. It's about taking proactive steps to ensure that our passion for research doesn't get extinguished by the very process that's supposed to fuel it. Remember, acknowledging that you might be experiencing burnout isn't a sign of weakness. It's a powerful first step towards regaining control. It's about taking a step back to reassess and recharge so you can return to your research with renewed vigor and perspective. So if you're nodding along thinking, "Hey, that sounds like me," stay tuned. All right. Let's move into understanding what really lights the fuse of burnout in academic research. You know, it's not just about working hard. It's about the specific challenges we face in this world of discovery and innovation. Think about the deadlines. They're always looming, right? Whether it's for grant applications, conference submissions, or publication deadlines, it feels like a constant race against the clock. Now, let me ask you this. How many times have you glanced at the calendar and felt your heart skip a beat, realizing how close a deadline is? It's a common beat in the rhythm of academic life. And then there's the pressure to publish, the old publish or perish mantra. This isn't just a catchy phrase. It's a reality that can weigh heavily on us. Have you ever felt that anxiety, the worry that your work won't be good enough, or that you won't have enough publications to your name? I remember a time when I was juggling multiple projects trying to get my findings out there. The pressure was immense. I'd be up late, night after night, my mind racing with data and deadlines. It was like being stuck in a loop where the finish line kept moving further away. And I know I'm not alone in this. Many of you have been in these shoes, feeling this relentless pressure. But it's not just about external pressures. Sometimes we are our own biggest critics. We set high standards for ourselves, striving for perfection in a field where there's always more to learn and discover. Can you relate to that? The feeling that no matter how much you achieve, there's always more to be done. These stressors, deadlines, the pressure to publish, our own expectations, they're not just abstract concepts. They are real, tangible challenges that we face every day in the world of academic research. They're the kindling for burnout, and recognizing them is key to understanding our own journeys. All right, folks, let's get practical and talk about managing stress in the world of academic research. You know, it's not just about pushing through. It's about smart strategies that make this journey sustainable. Firstly, time management is key. Think of it like a puzzle. You've got different pieces, research, teaching, maybe even family life, and they all need to fit together. Start by setting realistic goals. What can you achieve today? This week, break your big tasks into smaller chunks. It's less overwhelming and more doable. How about a simple action plan? Each night, take 10 minutes to outline your goals for the next day. Choose three main tasks that you want to focus on. This helps you wake up with a purpose, reducing that feeling of being lost in a sea of responsibilities. And remember, scheduling breaks is as important as scheduling work. Don't feel guilty about taking time off. A short walk, a coffee break, or even a quick chat with a friend can recharge your batteries and boost your productivity. Now, let's shift gears to mental health and well-being. It's the foundation of everything we do. If you're feeling overwhelmed, it's okay to step back. Find activities outside of research that bring you joy. Maybe it's a sport, a creative hobby, or just reading a good book. These activities aren't just distractions. They're essential for a balanced life. And let's talk about work-life balance. It's not a myth. It's a necessity. Creating clear boundaries between work and personal time can make a huge difference. When you're done for the day, really be done. Turn off your work brain and give yourself permission to relax and unwind. Another crucial aspect is seeking support. You don't have to go it alone. Sharing your struggles with peers can be incredibly relieving. They understand what you're going through because they're likely experiencing it too. Plus, mentors can offer invaluable advice and perspective. They've been where you are and can help guide you through the rough patches. Don't forget the resources available at your university or research institution. Counseling services, stress management workshops, peer groups, these are all there for you. Use them. They can offer strategies tailored specifically to the challenges of academic life. And finally, if things get really tough, there's no shame in seeking professional help. Talking to a therapist or counselor can provide you with tools to manage stress and keep your mental health in check. So, to sum it up, manage your time wisely, take care of your mental well-being, and don't hesitate to seek support. These strategies aren't just good advice, they're essential tools for any researcher looking to thrive, not just survive, in the world of academia. Now, this is my favorite part, where we get to hear from you, our listeners. It's your turn to share experiences, ask questions, or just talk about what's on your mind related to managing stress in academic research. First up, we have a question from Taylor in Seattle. Taylor asks, how do you maintain a balance between research and personal life when both require so much energy? That's a great question, Taylor. It's all about creating boundaries. Designate specific times for research and stick to them. When that time is over, allow yourself to fully disengage, engaging in activities that rejuvenate you. Whether it's a hobby, spending time with family, or just relaxing is vital. Here's a thought from Olivia in Melbourne. She says, starting a daily meditation practice has significantly helped with my stress. That's fantastic, Olivia. Meditation, like yoga or any form of physical activity, can be a powerful tool. They're not just good for relaxation, they also help enhance focus and productivity. And we have a comment from Ethan in Cairo. He shares, talking through my challenges with my mentor opened up new ways of seeing things and eased my stress. That's an excellent approach, Ethan. Discussing our struggles can lighten our burden. Mentors, with their rich experience, can offer practical advice or simply a listening ear. Thank you all for your engaging questions and insights. Your contributions are what make this podcast so special. Remember, our journey in academia is more than just about achieving professional milestones. It's about thriving in all aspects of life. And just like that, we're wrapping up another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. What a journey we've been on today, discussing burnout battles, managing stress in the world of research. We've covered a lot, haven't we? We talked about understanding burnout, especially how it shows up in academic research. Remember, recognizing the signs early is key. We dove into the typical stressors, those looming deadlines, and the ever-present pressure to publish. And we didn't just talk about the challenges, we shared real, personal stories to connect and understand each other better. But most importantly, we discussed practical strategies to manage this stress. Effective time management, maintaining mental health, balancing work and life, and the crucial role of seeking support. These are your tools to combat burnout. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. Remember, the strategies we've discussed are not just ideas. They're actionable steps that can change your academic journey. I encourage you to start applying them and see the difference they make. And if you're looking for more resources and support, head over to WriterSir.com. There you'll find an incredibly helpful playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed not one but two dissertations in 6 months. You can download this playbook at WritersER.com/playbook. As we close, I leave you with this thought. In the world of academic research, challenges are inevitable, but burnout is not. With the right strategies and support, you can overcome these hurdles and thrive in your journey. Thank you again for joining me on Dissertation in 90 Days. Keep pushing forward, keep striving, and remember, you're not alone in this journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay motivated, and keep reaching for those academic stars.